My brothers and pens and supplies, which I always loved. Granted, I have no clue how you found anything in that store since it was such a mess. I guess I think after you, organized chaos. I also remember you sitting at a table listening to jazz, watching TV, and reading the newspaper. I have to say, the jazz music drove me nuts, and the TV shows were boring. But now as an adult, when I hear jazz, I smile and I think of you, and well, talk shows have grown on me too. I remember how excited you were when I got engaged. Who knew I would be able to find an amazing man and a doctor? From day one, you respected him and all of his medical knowledge. I'm so happy I was able to make you a great grandpa. You came all the way to Florida to meet little Raina. As Raina got older, you played with her when you came to visit, and she loved it. Raina is super excited for Mashiach to come so she can see you again. You were just as happy when I told you I was pregnant with Chloe. You and Chloe had an instant bond. She talks about you often and how you look button-down shirts. The picture she drew of you, she told me, had to have a button-down shirt. Chloe wants you to know that she loves you, Grandpa, and she always will. Now, little Uriel, although you only met him once, you played an important part in his bris, and I'm so glad that you were able to make it. Uri enjoyed saying hi to you on the phone, and he enjoyed telling you about the latest game he played or movie he watched. I will make sure he always remembers you. Although you never met Maya, she liked waving hi to you on FaceTime whenever my mom went to visit you. I am so sorry you never met her in person. Many years ago, you told me that all the men in your family died by 87. I told you I wasn't going to accept that, and you had to live forever because you are my grandpa and you have no choice. You laughed and said, "Oh, Rivka, now, Grandpa, here's the problem. 96 isn't forever, but I know you did your best." Up until the very end, every time I called you, knew who I was without me needing to tell you. You claimed you didn't remember things, but let's be realistic. Remembering unimportant things is overrated. I'm glad you got to enjoy the coffee cookies I made you, and after eating them, staying up all night torturing the caregivers and nurses. I love you, Grandpa, and your will to live life for as long as you could. I also know that if you had the choice, you would have lived forever, like you said. I will always remember our amazing time together. I love you, Grandpa, now and forever. Dad, please forgive me anything I may have done to hurt you at any time. Dad, you were a meticulous keeper of records. Well, I was going through your belongings yesterday, 2 days ago. I came across this 1960s standard diary. Over the course of 58 years, because that's how old it is, you recorded the vital statistics of many, many family members who were born anywhere from 1866 to 2018. You recorded every book you read and the date you read them from December 1974 to May of 2014. You got lists of stocks and bonds, their values, the dates they were purchased. Your most recent entries are the doctor's appointments you had over the past year. I saw this diary and decided it was a perfect place for me to write your eulogy. Dad, when I look at this little diary, or your Ladinero binder, or your extensive record collection, or your business dealings, I see the intense passion you had for the things that were most important to you. To me, the best part about you pursuing your passions is you took me along for one amazing ride. First and foremost, Dad, you were the most honest man I've ever known. I can't say I've ever heard a dishonest word come out of your mouth. You always told it like it was, no beating around the bush. This admirable trait made you a trustworthy salesman. That sounds like a contradiction, but that's what you were. People knew that you would always steer them in the right direction. In all the time I spent with you down at Pioneer or Central, I was always impressed with your passion for fairness, honesty, and dealing with your customers. Because of your passion for music, we grew up in a home with constantly flowing tunes of every imaginable genre. You turned out three kids, with each having an intense love of music. I'll never forget when you told me you were taking me to work with you and you took me to see Fiddler on the Roof instead. I got to miss school and everything. I have loved show tunes ever since. My childhood memories are always associated with music, and I've tried to fill your grandchildren's and children's great-grandchildren's lives with music, too. Your passion for serving your kahal, which you did for nearly your entire adult life, has left me in awe of you and your desire to devote all of yourself to what you care about. You taught me to volunteer my time for things I love and hold important. You always made me so proud to be your daughter when you were counting the money from the bazaar in the little booth, or while you were singing in your light blue choir robe, or while you were keeping track of the donations during tefillah. When it came to your passion for Sephardic culture and Ladino, you really stood out in front. I loved going to Ladino group with you, especially when we read Joha stories. You always made me very proud to be Sephardic, and especially Rhoda's Lee. You sent me many works of liturgy written by our ancestors from Rhodes. You sparked Yoni's interest in these writings as well. But really, the most intense passion that swept me away was that passion for family history. You left incredible records of the rabbinic Israels. I loved getting lost in all the wonderful things about our family and ancestors that you so diligently amassed and maintained. But Dad, I can never even possibly come close to knowing as much as you knew. That is what makes me so sad. Now that you're gone, how will I ever be able to pass on all of the knowledge and memories you had in your head? The knowledge. The knowledge and memories that didn't make it into your records. Well, I'm going to ask, who am I going to ask when I don't remember a name, or who was related to whom and how in the picture, or who is the picture of it at all? Dad, I'm afraid that I'll never be able to fill your shoes to carry on your legacy. All the record keeping in the world can never take place of you. Without you, Dad, there is too much I can't accomplish. Without you, Dad, who's gonna go to synagogue with me when I visit? Without you, who's going to root for the Seattle teams with Moshe and I? If you're not here, with whom will I share my Sephardic pride? If you're not here, who am I going to tell about Shlomo's most recent photography work or Kumsitz event? Who am I going to tell about Rivka's beautiful cake creations? Who am I going to keep posted regarding Yoni's upcoming PhD and Aliyah plans? With whom am I going to share an office regarding Moshe's service in San Fanim? Who will I tell about all of the cute and funny things that said or done by Reina, Chloe, Yitzchak, Uri, Nachshon, or Maya? And to whom will I send pictures, birthday cards, and Father's Day gifts? Who is going to worry about me, watch over me, teach me, or reprimand me? Who am I going to call and wish Shabbat Shalom every Friday? Most simply and deeply, when I say I love you, Dad, who's going to say I love you too, hon?
I think it's safe to say that everyone in this room knows. Everyone in this room knows about my dad's decades of dedication to his community and his identity. And while that was an important part of who he was, and worthy of respect and admiration, I'll talk a little bit about the other important aspects of my dad. As the youngest of his three kids, I can tell you that he could sometimes be a bit crotchety and quick-tempered. But I'm thankful for the many positive influences he had on my siblings and me. Like a strong sense of fairness, honesty, integrity, and open-mindedness. He was very humble and never wanted the spotlight. The rabbi asked us yesterday if he'd ever been president of Bezi Bezi. But served for as long as he did, he never even made vice president. He wanted to be involved and influential, but only behind the scenes. My dad had an appreciation for a good argument and could be pretty stubborn. And I know it was frustrating for him to see at least one of his kids taking after him in that way. That would be me. He loved music, that you've heard, and that actually rubbed off on us, and on some of his grandkids. But I'm talking about his love of music in general, not his affinity for opera, which was inexplicable. My dad had no tolerance for bigotry in any form, nor for arrogance or pretension. Though he didn't have a lot of money, I think if he did, he'd probably still drive an old beat-up station wagon. My dad claimed to hate cheese, and he wasn't shy about letting everyone know it. I'll tell you though, it was a bit of a lie. He'd eat boyus and burecas with feta or romano and claim he couldn't taste any cheese. So, he could tell a joke as well as anyone. He always had perfect timing and delivery. He was an avid recycler. And he taught me how to load a dishwasher efficiently. A friend of mine posted a very simple statement on Facebook yesterday saying my dad was a good man. He was, in a great many ways, and he'll be missed by his kids, his grandkids, and his great grandkids.
I wrote this on my phone. So. Yesterday, I reached out to my cousins asking if they wanted me to say anything on their behalf, so I'll read what they said first. Here's what Shlomo, Grandpa's first grandchild, wrote. I always felt he was a window into the past. Whenever I visited him, it was like being a kid again. And he also had such great knowledge of history since he lived through so many different periods. Yoni, Grandpa's third grandchild, said, I was thinking about how big of a heart Grandpa had for his family, especially his grand and great-grandchildren. One thing that I think captures this is how meticulous he was to always send everyone a birthday card. I remember he was very upset once when he couldn't find his list of birthdays. It meant a lot to him. Even when he was sick and not always with it, he was dedicated to sending out cards with a check. He called me only a few months ago very frustrated because he couldn't remember how much he gave Yitzhak, one of his great-grandsons, when he was born, and he wanted to give Nachshon the same amount. Even in the nursing home, he had his list of birthdays right next to his bed. I think this was his way of showing his love to all his descendants. Moshe, his second youngest grandchild, said, I wanted to say that his commitment to his family and his congregation was unmatched and is something that everyone can learn from. I always loved to talk about sports with him and either complain or cheer with what was going on with the games. And the last time I went to visit him, I got to learn much more about his childhood, and it really interested me. I remember telling him that I wanted to see him again when I finished the army and that he needs to stay alive. Even though he wasn't able to, I know he tried his hardest, and knowing that his neshama is watching over me makes me feel a lot safer. Another thing that I really admire is the way you worked. You never wanted to stop, and even when you had to stop, you always made sure to keep using your brain and play all the games in the newspaper. It's only you, Grandpa, that had the ability to raise such an amazing mother, and there's no way to describe how thankful I am. I love you, Grandpa, and I miss you so much. And I'm going to read what I wrote. My grandma passed away when I was 1 and a half, so Grandpa was the only grandparent on my dad's side of the family that I grew up with. It was nice to have a grandparent so close to home. He was a master joke teller, even though many of his jokes flew right over my head until a few years ago. He was very supportive of his grandchildren. He always came to all of my school functions and events, even when he probably shouldn't have been driving. He has been at every high holiday dinner since I was born, and though I often wanted to play with friends instead of go visit him, I enjoyed seeing him often and playing catch in his great backyard. I always thought it was cool that my grandpa was so much older than most of my friends' grandparents. And when we learned about the Great Depression in school, I felt unique and enjoyed sharing with my class that my grandpa lived through it. I told people how he would save tinfoil, scraping off the food and rolling it back up to use later. He lived a very long, full life and endured so many challenges and lived through so many different events that none of us will ever understand. He taught me so much about my religion and what it means to be Jewish. I learned the great skill of argument from my grandpa, and though my parents aren't happy about this, I've gotten very good at it. I will never forget the numerous fudge bars that my cousins and I would eat in his backyard on hot summer days. He has left behind 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and 6 great-grandchildren who love him tremendously. I think it's very important that he was able to meet 4 of his great-grandchildren, since many people do not live that long. I love you, Grandpa, and I'll miss you.